February, what is today anyway? Carla, help me.
16th.
February, 16th. Huh?
16th.
February, thank you. February 16th, 2011, it's 2 p.m. City Council will come back from recess. Carla, can you please call the roll?
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman? Leonard?
Here.
Adams?
Here. Quorum is present. We shall proceed. This is a continuation of a land use hearing. Catherine Beaumont?
Should I read the title first, Catherine?
Sorry. Yep.
172, Appeal of South Portland Neighborhood Association against Design Commission's decision to approve a building addition at 4310 Southwest McAdam Avenue, LU 10145100DZM.
Now, Catherine Beaumont, City Attorney.
Mayor Adams and members of the council, just a reminder of where we have been. The council held a hearing approximately a month ago and heard testimony pro and con on this appeal. At that time, you closed the public testimony portion of the hearing and left the record open according to a schedule as follows. All parties had until 5 p.m. on January 26th to submit additional evidence on the use issue. After that, all parties had until 5 p.m. on February 2nd to respond to the new evidence submitted on the use issue, and the applicant had until 5 p.m. on February 7th to submit final argument. The parties have done all that. You have that information in front of you. Today is the time for council deliberation and a tentative decision, if you are so disposed. The options available to the council are as follows, and there may be some slight variations on these. One, you can uphold the design commission in its entirety, both as to the design issues and the use issues, and find that no conditional use is needed. You can overturn the design commission's decision in its entirety and find that you disagree with them on design issues as well as on use issues. You can uphold the design review portion of their decision but decide that the entire facility requires conditional use review as a detention facility, or you can uphold the design commission decision, but decide that some of the facility constitutes a detention facility and requires conditional use review before it can be occupied or used. So those are essentially your four options at this point. The staff is here if you have questions, but basically this is the time for council discussion and deliberation.
Well, first off, are there any clarifying questions about our options from council? Okay.
Mayor Adams?
Sir?
I would move to support the Design Commission's decision of approval for the building design and the use classification of the processing area as accessory to the primary use of office.
So a motion, a second. Discussion. You want to speak to your motion?
I listened carefully to the testimony, but I think it was clear from those that testified on the record that the characterization of this as anything but a processing center wherein people are brought in, they're identified as to how they are, and then within a short period of time transported to a more permanent facility, as was testified to in this case, Tacoma, was persuasive. The facility doesn't have beds. It doesn't have anything that approaches what would appear to be a jail. And I think that given our constraints in terms of how we designate a building use, it clearly falls within the parameters that the Design Commission decided in their process.
Other discussion? Commissioner Fritz?
I disagree with that characterization. I believe that the detainee processing center is a primary use. The fact that the amount of square footage designated for the designee processing center will be minimal in comparison with the amount of square footage designated for the rest of the building is only one of many factors that council should consider when deciding whether a use is primary or ancillary. The fact that it would be convenient for ICE to have this detainee processing center in the same building as the Portland sub-office does not mean that the detainee center would be clearly incidental to the office space. Convenience and incidental don't mean the same thing. I believe that managing people in custody is a central part of ICE's responsibility. It's not incidental to the work. It follows that the detainee processing center is an essential and important part of ICE's work in the region, and it should be classified as a primary use. I believe that this part of the facility should go through the conditional use process.
Thank you for your comments. Commissioner Fish?
First of all, Mayor, I just want to restate what I said at the last hearing, which is I think staff did a superb job laying out the case and the options. And now we have we get paid the big bucks to try to sort through the options. And what strikes me is that there's nothing that clearly fits, in my view. And in one of the memos we got, it alludes to the fact that it just doesn't fit naturally within anything. So we have to bring some common sense to this. After reviewing all the submissions and thinking about this, I too have concluded that there are two primary uses. I think it's the only way that we don't do violence to the code is to determine that there are two primary uses, a detention center and an office, and that is what's going to guide my vote today, Mayor.
Can I ask a clarifying question of the city attorney or somebody else? Is this set a definition of what is a detention center? How precedential is this vote today?
Well, if one were to agree with Commissioner Fish and Commissioner Fritz, this does involve some interpretation of your code and an explanation of why this particular facility most closely matches, or a portion of it most closely matches, the characteristics of a detention facility. So I suppose it's precedent setting in that sense, but then the council often, it's not unusual for the council to have to interpret the code because it doesn't anticipate all circumstances that arise.
Okay. Mayor, can I address that point too?
Yeah.
And again, I think reasonable people can come to different conclusions on this. I again think there have been very strong arguments made on both sides. But when I took a look at the code 33.920.520, detention facilities. By the way, it uses the term detention facility, which is the language which is in the RFP that was issued by the government for this space. It says under characteristic, it includes, and then it lists a bunch of things. Now, includes, we heard from the attorney who testified, is illustrative but not meant to be exclusive. That was the attorney for the applicant. The examples listed include prisons and jails. It doesn't neatly fit within those, but also includes probation centers. And as we discussed last time, a probation center is not a 24-hour facility, need not be a locked facility. It could actually be just an administrative facility, a place where you come during work hours to check in with your probation officer. So I view the example section as indicating that the characteristics section should be read more broadly than a facility that where you're under lock and key for 24 hours. And to your point, because, Mayor, you often raise this at these hearings, precedential effect.
I'm a worrier.
Well, but I think it's a good worry. And I'm a recovering lawyer. So I would say that because of the unique facts of this case, I think it's like a lot of the land use matters that come before us, where it is somewhat unique to its facts. If it's Wapato, there's clear guidance.
Right.
This isn't Wapato. This isn't purely an office space. It's something in between. And what I think we're trying to do is find the portion of the code that in spirit, if not letter, if not spirit, fits. And I was persuaded based on the testimony and the submissions that the best way to get there is two primary uses. But it really, I think, is limited to the facts of this case.
And Catherine, if you could indulge me with some additional informational questions, clarifying questions. If the path forward effectively separates, moving forward is sort of separated into two tracks. I don't know if that's the right word. One would move forward and the other one
would then go through a conditional use process. Is that right?
That's correct. The detention facility portion of it would go through conditional use review.
And if they both went forward under the motion on the table right now and somebody appealed it, the whole project would be appealed?
Because yes,
it's one
correct.
Application, or it's
one application.
It's being treated, the so whole thing be, is being treated the same?
Yeah, it would be the decision that would be appealed.
And how vulnerable, given that the code is less than absolutely clear, as Commissioner Fish pointed out.
Or as staff said, the proposed use doesn't fit squarely in any of the three options.
That's what I meant. Is the basis for any appeals decision-making will be still, part of it could be around that piece, but it would affect the entire project. It would pull the entire project along with it, or would future decision-makers be able to break apart pieces of this project?
It would be the entire unitary decision that is appealed. I think the city's, it is a final decision until LUBA or somebody else overturns mm-hmm. it and says that it was incorrect. We do allow applicants to pull permits while a case is on appeal. They are required to sign a hold harmless and effectively agree that anything they do, mm-hmm. should the decision be overturned, has to be pulled out at their expense if that's required.
And one last question. I appreciate your patience, and if this is an inappropriate question to ask a city attorney by the mayor in public, then you'll let me know. But if the chances of the issue of detention succeeding through a conditional use process is?
That's a question I can't answer. Because
so appropriate, but not answerable.
Not answerable by me.
Mayor, that's a question that as part of my analysis I looked at, and Commissioner Fritz will correct me if I'm wrong on this, so don't state this accurately, but it's my understanding that if we allow a conditional use process to occur relating to the so-called detention facility, it allows the community to weigh in on such factors as safety and some of the impact, which is what we've heard from some people they would like to have a chance to weigh, and there are some criteria. But it doesn't prohibit this facility. This doesn't set up a process where there can't be a detention facility and an office. But it sets up a process for the community to be heard on the detention facility portion, and to weigh in on such factors as safety, and then for the process to move forward
and to have some agreements
and to potentially reach an agreement.
So, are there amendments to the motion on the floor that anyone would like to make, even if it's just sort of conceptual, to see how other members of council feel?
I want to give deference to the commissioner in charge of the Bureau of Development Services. I mean, these are not easy decisions.
From our motion.
He said that. These are not easy.
You set yourself up.
These are.
That's easy.
So I would ask the maker of the motion. Commissioner Fritz and I have a view. You stated a view. I mean, I guess our job is to see whether we can get a consensus of view. We can go through procedural motions, but maybe we can see whether this approach that we proposed would get the support of at least three colleagues.
I'm open to suggestions.
So we'll have some dialogue on whether it's an amendment to the motion or a new motion. Would someone like to be recognized?
I would.
Commissioner Fritz.
I want to go in for the record, in case this does get appealed by either side, I do want to go into why I believe the detainee processing center should be classified as a detention facility. The purpose of both a detention facility and the processing center is to detain people. The argument was made, and by the way, thank you everybody for your input, both at the hearing last time and in writing. Very, very good testimony. The argument was made that detainees are not judicially required to be in the facility by court order, but the code doesn't define what that means. And I believe that the detainee processing facility and the council could make an interpretation that this is judicially required. And it was also suggested that the portion that it wasn't a detention facility because there isn't 24-hour supervision. The reason for that is because the detainees are only in the facility for 12 hours, but just because they're only being detained and they're not being detained for 24 hours doesn't mean that they don't fit the definition of detainees. So for those reasons and others, I believe it would be wise to support Commissioner Leonard's motion to deny the appeal and uphold the design commission. However, to amend it with both conditions B and C in the memorandum from CARA dated February 10th, and also have findings that reflect the council's interpretation of the code, indicating that the detainee portion of the facility be classified as a primary use, be required to go through the conditional use process prior to approval as indicated in the conditions.
So, Mayor, if that were to be an amendment, first of all, I would ask whether that would be accepted as a friendly amendment to Commissioner Leonard's motion.
Yes.
It's been accepted as a friendly amendment. Is it a friendly? Oh, yes, it's a friendly amendment. I'm the second.
Is it offered friendly?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'll accept it as friendly.
Lovely.
Then the motion on the floor, just to summarize, is, Catherine, as you understand it.
A motion to support the Design Commission's decision and to modify it to indicate that there is another primary use, the processing area and holding area and associated offices are a detention facility that requires conditional use approval, and to adopt the staff's revised condition B, revised condition C, and it would be the second of these suggested new conditions of approval on page 2 of the staff's February 10th memo. That's how I understand the motion. Is
that
correct?
Thank you. That was the intent of my motion.
And I guess the effect of that would be to, I don't know whether you want to phrase it as either denying the appeal or deny it in part and grant it in part.
The latter?
It's the latter. And Mayor, just to
grant it in part and deny it in part.
Yeah. And to clarify, Commissioner Fritz has provided some guidance in terms of her reading of 33920520A. And I would also just note that we've had testimony as to B, accessory uses, and C, examples. And I think it is equally important that examples include, quote, probation centers, which I think illustrates that it was contemplated that the characteristics list was meant to be illustrative but not exclusive, because a probation center, and if you use the normal definition of that, normal understanding of that term, would not include a 24-hour supervised facility. So it's my view that it was intended to be broader than just essentially Wapato.
The only minor clarification I would make or suggest, not in the motion but just as a reminder, is there is also a small retail use on the site. So in effect, if you adopt this motion, there will be three primary uses on the site: an office use, a small retail use, and then the detention facility use.
And to be clear, to allow for those three different uses, you're suggesting that we adopt the last condition on page 2 prepared in CARA's February 10th.
You have two choices. The first of her suggested conditions would require the entire building to
right.
go through conditional use review.
But the second
one would capture only the detention facility
right.
portion of it.
Right.
Two
which
would go
okay.
forward.
Okay.
That's our intent. All right. Unless there's additional council discussion, Carla, please call the vote for the tentative decision.
Fritz.
Again, thank you to everybody who participated. Particularly, the staff has done some excellent work. Our colleagues, in a collegial manner, have, right in front of your very eyes, figured out what we wanted to do with this. And I think it gets to a reasonable decision that both recognizes the appeal and the Neighborhood Association's concern about the process for reviewing things, and also makes clear that the office use and the retail use are allowed by right and will not be subject to the conditional use review. It doesn't matter that there are some differences between the description of detainee processing facility and the detention facility. The code doesn't require a perfect fit. And for policy reasons, it makes sense to classify the detainee processing center as a detention facility and to consider it necessary to have a conditional use. Detention facilities naturally give rise to safety issues and concerns and other important livability concerns of neighborhood residents. The conditional use process provides a forum for addressing these concerns. And as the city attorney noted, and I thank you, Catherine Beaumont, for your assistance on this case too, this conditional use process is a discretionary review. The answer can be yes or no. As a practical matter, it mostly addresses the safety concerns and traffic and other issues, which will allow the neighborhood to have input. It seems likely that the facility will be able to be permitted or to be approved under that conditional use process, but that's a separate process which everybody will be welcome to participate in, and the hearings officer will make that determination. So with that, I thank everybody who's been involved in this, particularly Tom Bizzo and my staff who helped me with all the intricacies, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Fish.
Well, I'm just going to associate myself with Amanda's remarks because I think she hit all the bases. Cara and the team, thanks very much for your presentation. I appreciate the testimony and submissions we had from the public. It was very helpful to me to reach my decision. I also appreciate the collegial way this body functions in trying to get the decision. And I go back to what was in a memo to us from staff at one point that said, quote, the proposed use doesn't fit squarely in any of the three options. And I viewed that as a starting point of sort of to bring just common sense and best judgment to a case that doesn't clearly fit, but I think we've struck the right balance, and I appreciate Commissioner Fritz's comments. Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Adams?
Well, I appreciate everyone's testimony. It was, the public testimony was of high quality and very useful to me. I also want to thank staff and the whole team amongst the various bureaus for their very good analysis. For those of you that might be sort of new to these kinds of hearings, our deliberations and decision-making is governed by state law. It would be easier, perhaps, if we had the full authority to say yes or no to things, but that's not the way the system works. So in this particular case, detention facilities aren't necessarily granted outright, but they're not prohibited either. The other facilities appear to be absolutely granted by right. So this, as Commissioner Fish and Fritz have noted, this will allow for sorting out through the conditional use process the opportunity for the neighborhood and the business district is, if it goes forward, to have it go forward in a way that it is a good citizen of the neighborhood and that you have all the operational assurances and partnerships that if it goes forward, it's done in a manner that is safe and does not detract from South Portland. So thank you all. Aye. All right. That gets us to adjournment, isn't it?
Before you adjourn, you do need to set a date and time for making a final decision.
It'll be February 23rd at 10:30 a.m.
Thank you.
Aye, sir.
We don't have council tomorrow, do we?
My goodness. I'll see you at 3.
Okay. We are adjourned.